Now you have here in chapter 25, the singers are organized the same way. I'm reading verse 1. Moreover, David and the captains of the host separated to the service of the sons of Asaph and of Heman and Jeduthun, who should prophesy with harps, with psalteries, and with cymbals. And the number of the workmen according to their service was. Now, we have here all of this organized, and this was before the temple was built. And you'll find that in that marvelous 68th Psalm, a Song of David, that it says in verse 28 and 29, listen to this, "Thy God hath commanded thy strength. Strengthen, O God, that which thou hast wrought for us. Because of thy temple at Jerusalem shall kings bring presents unto thee." Now, you see, at that time the temple was not built. So they were organized into these groups, and long before the temple was built, while they were in Jerusalem, the singers were gathering there to worship God. You see, he had brought up the ark, and it was in a tent, and there was an altar there where David, you will recall, on the threshing floor of Ornan, he had offered sacrifices, burnt sacrifices, and peace offerings unto God. Now we have their division is by lots of 24. That would mean that every 2 weeks that there'd be a change, you see, 12 months out of the year, and they would have every 2 weeks, twice a month, there'd be a change in here of the service. And that would mean that they'd only serve 2 weeks out of the year. But, you see, they went back to the city they'd come from, and there was a service that they performed there, as we have discovered before, that these priests, the Levites, served in many ways throughout the land of Israel. This was, I would say, one of the greatest feats that David performed in his ministry, and it is the thing that God noted and God recorded here.